This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our headlines first. Government unveiling common minimum programs later this afternoon. Beni Jomsom Road comes into operation after 6 days of obstruction. And Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games to finally officially end today after 17 days. USA tops the medal standing. Now, the news in detail. A report about the common minimum programs and work procedure prepared by the ruling alliance's task force for the operation of government has been finalized. A meeting of top leaders of the ruling partners, including Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, took place in the Prime Minister's official residence this morning, finalized the report. Sitting ministers and task force coordinator were also present in the meeting. According to task force member secretary Kesab Raj Joshi, the government is scheduled to unveil the report at 4 p.m. today. The task force had handed over the draft of the report to the Prime Minister last Friday. The report, entitled The Government's Common Minimum Programs, incorporates the priorities of the coalition government led by Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba. Staying safe from COVID-19 pandemic, promotion of national interest, implementation of federalism and strengthening of Federal Democratic Republic, guarantee of peace and security, good governance and good conducts, completion of the peace process, economic policies and programs, social transformation, immediate relief, reconstruction and rehabilitation, environmental balance and international relations are among those issues prioritized in the government's common minimum programs. The prevention and control of COVID-19 pandemic has been mentioned as the major priority of the incumbent government. The report also suggests ways for a long-lasting alliance, talking about code of conducts of the ministers. The 7-member task force is coordinated by Nepali Congress General Secretary Poorna Bahadur Khadka. Radio Nepal will broadcast the event live from 4 p.m. today. The Beni Jomsom Road, which connects Mustang with the National Highway through Magdi, has come into operation after 6 days of obstruction. Due to landslide in Kavre of Annapurna Rural Municipality 3 and obstruction by the locals, the 76-kilometer-long Beni Jomsom Road remained closed for traffic from August 2nd. According to District Police Office Magdi, the road has been repaired with the consent of the locals on Saturday. Residents of Kavre had obstructed the road maintenance and construction work, demanding compensation for the land damaged by the landslide and protection of human settlements at risk. The Beni Jomsom Road, which is being upgraded, has been repeatedly blocked due to landslides. Roads at Rahughat, Bek Khola, Rupse Khola and Kavre Vir of Magdi have been obstructed during the monsoon. Additional 3 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Center, Banke's corona focal person Tezwali, a 58-year-old man from Rolpa, 45-year-old man from Dang, and 39-year-old woman from Surkhet, died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province tonight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Taliban have said they have taken control of the city of Severgan in the northern Afghan province of Jazwan. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman said that the government forces were still in the city and would clear out the Taliban soon. This is the second regional capital to fall to the militants, after Jaranz in southwestern province of Nimroz fell on Friday. It is a major blow to security forces, with battles raging across the country. There are also reports of heavy fighting in Kunduz in north and Lashkar Gah in south. Violence has escalated across Afghanistan after US and other international forces began to withdraw their troops from the country following 20 years of military operations. Taliban militants have made rapid advances in recent weeks, capturing large swaths of the countryside, and are now targeting key towns and cities. Greece's Prime Minister has talked of a nightmarish summer as forest fires continue to ravage the country. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes in parts of Greece, and more than 1,000 firefighters have been deployed to bring the flames under control. The country is experiencing its worst heat wave in more than 30 years. Authorities have warned that the risk of further fire remains high in many regions, including Athens and Crete. Prime Minister said the government's priority has been first and foremost to protect human lives. According to European Forest Fire Information System, in the last 10 days, more than 56,000 hectares have been burnt in Greece. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games will officially end after 17 days of sports, with an incredible 339 gold medals awarded by the time it formally ends today. An astonishing 33 sports and 46 disciplines will have taken place by the end of this event ends. Delayed by a year due to COVID-19 pandemic, it will only be 3 years until the next Games rather than usual 4 years. The French capital of Paris has already been confirmed as the host city for the 2024 Olympic Games. Athletes are competing for 13 gold medals on the final day of the ongoing Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games today. United States of America is leading the medal tally with 39 gold and 41 silver and 33 bronze medals. China is trailing behind in second position with 38 gold, 32 silver and 18 bronze medals. And Japan is in third position with 27 gold, 14 silver and 17 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, headlines once more. Government unveiling common minimum programs later this afternoon. Beni Jomsom Road comes into operation after 6 days of obstruction. Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games to officially end today after 17 days. USA tops the medal standings. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.